All right, so we'll say good morning. Our shiur this morning is sponsored by Michael and Rachel Leibowitz in memory of Michael's mother, Ruth Leibowitz, Rus Bas Harav Avi Ezri Avram Zichrono Livracha. And we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, her neshama has an aliyah. Okay, we'll say. So we left off. Today's daf is Lamed Ches, and gradually we're going to start on Lamed Ches. So we begin with the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says the following: Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos. He actually quoted this a little bit earlier. Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos, the Judas will see. In actuality, it's whether Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos or after Shabbos. But it makes it a little bit easier for illustration purposes if we begin with before Shabbos. So Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos. Bein Mila Faneha, Bein Mila Achareha. Whether Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos, whether Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos. So also remember, now the shaila that's going to come up is, what do I do with my Eruv? I need an Eruv on 2 days. What do I do with it? So the Gemara says, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person makes two different Eruvin, meaning one Eruv for each day. Va'omer, and a person says, Va'omer, Eruvi Berishon L'Mizrach, U'B'Sheni L'Ma'arav. On the first day, I want my Eruv to work for me in the east. And the second day, I want my Eruv to work for me in the West. Now, also, obviously, the Mishnah is not saying you have to do this. The Mishnah is saying you have the license to do it. You can make two different Eruvim for both days. Okay? Or, for that matter, Berishon l'Ma'arav, or B'Sheni l'Mizrach, or you can go ahead and say on the first day, my Eruv will be to the West, and the second day, my Eruv will be to the East. Or, Eruvei Berishon, or my Eruv should work on the first day. My Eruv should work on the first day. Or B'Sheni Kivnei Iri. Or on the second day, I don't even want an Eruv. Rather, in the second day, what do I want? I want to be treated just like the people of my city. I mentioned this yesterday, that if you remember again, although an Eruv has certain advantages to allowing you extended travel in a particular direction, what it gives you in one direction takes away from your other direction. So for example, if you don't make an Eruv at all, what do you have? You have 2,000 amos in every direction. Eruv could give you up to 4,000 amos in one direction, but you lose out on your mobility in your other directions. So let's say a person says, on one day I want an Eruv, but on the other day I don't want an Eruv. I want to be just like my townspeople because I want to have the freedom to travel in different directions. So the Gemara says, or Eruvei B'Sheni, or I want my Eruv to take effect on day number two. Uberishon Kibnei Iri. And on the second day, and on the first day, I want to be just like the members of my city. So Rabosai, this is the position of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says that Lamaisa, you can make two different Eruvin. Take a look at the first Rashi in the Mishnah for just a moment. Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin. Im Hayat Sarech Yom Rishon Leilech Lekan. V'Yom Sheni Leilech Lekan. Yochol la'arev lemizrach ulema'arav erev yom tov harishon. Now, I will say, remember, when are you doing this? You're ultimately doing all of this on Erev Yontif. On Erev Yontif, you're setting up two different Eruvin. Right? One for the first day. Again, leaving aside the last case where one of the days you don't want an Erev. Let's illustrate in the simplest case. For day number one, you want to go west. For day number two, you want to go east. So on Erev Yom Tov, you are setting up two different Eruvin. Rabbi Eliezer says it works. Correct. That's how the Mishnah said. Bein milafana, bein milachare. It doesn't matter when it is. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter if Yom Tov is before or after. The Chachamim say, O ma'ariv l'ruach achos, O eino ma'ariv kol iker. The Chachamim say, no. Gotta choose a direction. Either you go ahead and you make an Eruv for both days in one direction, or you don't make an Eruv at all. O ma'ariv l'shnei yamin, o eino ma'ariv kol iker. And for that matter, the same way that you can only make an Eruv in one direction, then what? Either you have an Eruv for 2 days, or you don't have an Eruv at all. So keitzad ya'aseh. Keitzad ya'aseh. Look at Rashi for just a moment. O ma'ariv l'ruach achos, l'tzorech shnei yamin, I'm reading in Rashi. O eino ma'ariv kol iker. Afilu litzad echad lihios beechad miayomim kibnei iro. Right, so the Chum said two things. Either you go ahead and you make an Eruv in one direction, or no Eruv at all. Either you make an Eruv for 2 days, or no Eruv at all. So Ketzad Yaseh, now the Gemara says, so what's the case? How do you set this up? Ketzad Yaseh, molicho berisho, you go ahead and you take your Eruv on the first day. Now we have a fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, about what you could do with an Erev over 2 days. Again, whether it's Yom Tov Shabbos, Shabbos Yom Tov. So what can you do? Rabbi Eliezer says you could have two different Eruvim. Both are set up on Erev Yom Tov, but two different Eruvim for 2 different days. Chachamim say no. 2 days are treated as one unit, and ultimately, either you have the same Erev for both days, or no Erev at all. Either an Erev at all for both days, or no Erev at all. So Kate said, yeah, so what are the mechanics of setting up this Erev for 2 days? Molicho Berishon. We actually saw this before, I will say. Molicho Berishon. You take your Erev on the first day. Umachshich Alav. Venotla Ubalo. So I'll say, what do you do on Erev Yom Tov? You go ahead, and you take your Erev, and you go to the place where you're setting up your Makom Shvis, so you're setting up your domicile. And what happens? You wait there with the food until it becomes dark. Venotla Ubalo. And then you bring the food back home. You bring the food. Now look at Rashi for just a moment over here. Rashi says, Molicho Hashaliach. Now Rashi says over here, this must be talking about an agent. We actually mentioned this previously. Why? Because we'll say, remember, if you are setting up an Erev, so if you yourself are waiting somewhere until it gets dark, then by definition you set up a Makom Shvisa just with your presence. You don't even need food to set up a domicile. So therefore Rashi says the idea that somebody's waiting there with the food until nightfall must be that you appointed a shaliach, you appointed an agent to establish the Makom Shvisa on your behalf. So the shaliach goes, stays there with the food until nightfall, and then brings the food back. Look at Rashi. V'not lo ubalo, shema yovad, v'shuv ein lo eruv b'shini, kidikani, ne'achal eruva b'rishon. V'chozum shabbos, why do you have to do this? Because remember, the Erev for the second day only works if what? If the food for the Erev is in existence at the arrival of day two. So the idea is if you were to leave your food on Erev Yom Tov, you might come back the next day and what? The food is gone. If the food is gone, then by definition you no longer have an Erev. So Kate said, yes. So again, what should you do? Molicho Berishon, you take your food on Erev Yom Tov, that's what it means, Rishon over here. Erev Yom Tov, really, you take it for the first day. Mach Shech Alav, and your Shliach goes out and stays with the food in your domicile, in your Makom Shvisa until it gets dark. Venot Loba, then he brings the food back home. Venot Loba Lo. The Sheni, there on the next day, which I will say again, even though it calls it Sheni, in reality this is the first, we'll call it the first day, i.e. the Yom Tov day, but it's in preparation for the second. B'sheni mach shechalav, you once again bring the Erev back. You wait until it gets dark. Ba'ochlo ubalo. So we'll say, remember, so just to illustrate this, if Yom Tov was Friday Shabbos, Yom Tov was Friday, and then Shabbos usually falls out on Shabbos. So now what happens? So you go ahead and Thursday afternoon, you take the Erev food, you give to your shliach takes it to the Makom Shvisa, stays there until it's dark, brings the Erev food back home. Friday afternoon, sometime before nightfall, the Erev, the shliach once again takes the food, takes it back to the Makom, or to another Makom, wherever he's taking it, to the Makom Shvisa, waits there until it becomes dark, acquiring the Makom Shvisa. Now at that point in time, because it's Shabbos, you can't carry the food back. So what do you do with the food?
Eat.
You eat it. So you eat it there, ubalo, and then you come back. Beninsa mistaker behalichaso u mistaker beiruvo. So therefore, it turns out that what? That you benefit in two ways. You get your mistaker behalichaso. Literally, you benefit through your walking. You benefit through your walking. Look, Rashi says mistaker behalichaso kilomar kana lo halicha lamag yom achar. So meaning, this is another way of saying it works. You've established for yourself an eruv. And you also benefit through your Erev. How so? Rashi says, Sha'ochlo, because on day number two, you're going to get to eat the Erev. Ubiyom tov achar Shabbos talo efshar bahachi molicho berishon v'chozer v'holich sham v'sheni liros m'kayim Erevo u'mach shechalov v'imratza yochlenu achakim. So almost like Rashi just points something very important over here, which obviously the case as I described it was a case of where Yom Tov precedes Shabbos. That's the easier case. Now remember, this works as well on Shabbos itself, Shabbos going into Yom Tov. The only difference is, remember, that if, let's say, you were going there Friday afternoon, you would wait there with the food, but of course you would not be able to carry it back. So you'd have to leave it there. You wouldn't want to eat it, because if you eat it, that by definition your Erev is not going to be good for you for the second day. So that on Shabbos, then you'd have to walk back. If now, this is a little bit of a gamble. If the Erev food is still in existence, then you'll be able to have an Erev for the second day. If the Erev food is no longer in existence, an animal ate it or something else, your Erev is good for Shabbos, but you no longer have an Erev for Yom Tov. Now, you're not going to be stuck because, remember, you have to place your Erev within your original 2,000 Amos. So you'll still be able to get back home, otherwise that would be quite a gamble to take. So the Mishnah ends off by saying, Ne'achal v'rishon, Eruv al-Rishon ve'en Eruv al-Shin, is what we just said. So therefore, again, I will say, if you set up an Eruv that was supposed to work for 2 days, but the Eruv went ahead and was eaten on the first day, so the Eruv, of course, is good for the first day, because remember, Abosai, when does an Eruv become effective? Immediately upon the onset of Shabbos or Yom Tov. So as long as that Eruv was in existence, let's say at sunset of Shabbos or Yom Tov, it works. So the Shaila is not for day one. If the Eruv is consumed, it's no longer in existence for day two. So the Gemara says, if you set up the Erev on Erev Yom Tov, let's say, again, going back to the simplest case, which is Yom Tov going into Shabbos. Yom Tov is Friday, Shabbos is Shabbos. You set up the Erev on Thursday evening, Thursday afternoon, before the onset of Yom Tov. And let's say, again, the Erev was consumed sometime on Friday. So, of course, the Erev for Yom Tov is good. However, Ve'ein Eruv al-Shin. I'm sorry, I just lost the place here. Right, Ne'achav al-Rishon. If so, the Eruv was consumed on the first day, let's say on Friday at Yom Tov, Eruv al-Rishon, ve'ein Eruv al-Sheni. Bless you. So the Eruv will work for the first day, will not work for the second day. Amar lahen Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to the Chachamim, modim atem li shehen shtei kiddushos. Chachamim, do you not agree with me that the 2 days represent two different sanctities? Now, Rabbi Eliezer, what happens over here is the Mishnah gives a little bit of a teaser. We have a fundamental machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim as to how to deal with an Eruv when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov unit together. Rabbi Eliezer says that essentially the 2 days are two distinct entities. And therefore, you can literally make two different Eruvim for each of the days. The Chachamim treat the days as a unit. Right? So what do the Chachamim say? You either make an Eruv for both days or no Eruv at all. Whatever direction you choose for one of the days, that's the direction for the second day. Rabbi said, we're going to see in the Gemara, it would appear that the fundamental machlokes between them is how do you treat the Kiddusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov together? Is it Kiddusha Achos? Is it considered to be one prolonged period of sanctity? Or is it Shtei Kiddushos? Or is it two independent days of sanctity that happen to be observed side by side? The fundamental machlokes between that will be what? One of the fundamental machlokes will be is if it's one sustained period of sanctity, then lemaisa one eruv. If it's two independent days of kedusha, then by definition you could have two different eruvim. So the Mishnah ends up by saying that here, also this last case of if the eruv was eaten on one day, right on day one, then the eruv is not good in day two. Everybody agrees to that. So Rabbi Eliezer kind of gives an elbow to the Chacham, saying, if you guys agree to that, then what? Then you must also agree that Yom Tov Shabbos is Shtei Kiddushos, is two sanctities. If it's two sanctities, then why are you guys arguing with me regarding the ability to set up two different Eruvim for two different days? So says the Gemara. So the Gemara first begins by asking just a technical question on the Chachamim. So we'll say, when the Chachamim commented on the Mishnah, the Chachamim made two statements. Number one was, O ma'ariv l'ruach achos, o elu ma'ariv kolikar. So Chacham said, either you make an Erev in one direction, or you don't make an Erev at all. And then they say, O ma'ariv l'shnei yamim, o elu ma'ariv kolikar. Either make an Erev for 2 days, or don't make an Erev at all. So the Gemara says, l'ruach achos ma'inihu, l'shnei yamim ma'inihu. Excuse me, I read that wrong. L'ruach achos ma'inihu, l'shnei yamim ma'inihu, l'ruach achos. So the Gemara says, the Chachamim are making a repetitive statement. Because they don't have to say, if you make an Eruv for one direction, that's got to be the direction of both days. And if you go ahead and you make an Erev for 2 days, for 1 day, it's got to be for 2 days. They're saying the same exact thing twice. What they're saying is you can't subdivide the days. Whatever they're treated as a unit, and therefore whatever is going to be true for one is going to be true for two. So the Ruach Achas Mai, what does it mean that you can only do it in one direction? The Shnei Yomim means you have, whatever you're going to do, you have to do for both days. The Shnei Yomim Mai, what does it mean it has to be for both days? The Ruach Achas, you have to choose one direction. Hainu Kamaisa, they're saying the same exact thing. So this is what the Rabbanon are saying to Rabbi Eliezer. I atamoda, Rabbi Eliezer, do you not agree? She'ein ma'arvin liyom echad, chetzia letzafon, v'chetzia legarom. Rabbi Eliezer, let's ask you a question. Do you agree that, let's say, on one day, within one day, you can't make an Eruv for half of the day to the east and for half of the day to the west? Do you agree to that? Amar lahem, Rabbi Eliezer says, Avol. Avol means yes, of course. But what's the shayla? So the Chachamim say, Kishem she'im ma'arvin liyom echad chetziv ledarom v'chetziv letzavon. Kach im ma'arvin l'shnei yomim, yom echad l'mizrach v'yom echad l'marav. So the Chachamim say, because again, the Chachamim will say that the same way that two halves of the day are part of the whole day, 2 days, Yom Tov and Shabbos, are part of one Kiddusha. And therefore, by definition, the same way that you can't subdivide a day, you also can't subdivide 2 days of a continuous period of Kiddusha. For Rabbi Eliezer will say, that's not true. Kasam Kiddusha Achas. In one day is part of one continuous period of Kiddusha. Hacha, base Kiddushos. But here, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, ultimately, those are two different kiddushos. Those are two different periods of sanctity. Granted, they are observed in one prolonged period, but there are still two distinct periods of sanctity. Amar lahen Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to the Rabbanon, Iyatem modim, shim irev beraglav v'yom rishon, ma'arev beraglav v'yom sheni. So now Rabbi Eliezer says, Chacham, let me ask you a question. Do you not agree that if you establish an Erev, now Erev Eraglov means that you make an Erev with your physical presence. Remember, as I just said before, the two ways to make an Erev, two ways to make Arshisei, two ways to establish a Malkum Shavisa. Either you could put your food somewhere, home is where your food is, right? Or you could literally put your person there. I could go ahead and remain in a particular place. The Nafkamina will say, of course, is that remember, if you're establishing Erev with your food, all you need to do is put your food there sometime on Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov. You don't have to stay there. You just put your food and you leave, assuming that you know it's going to be there at the time that Shabbos or Yom Tov begins. But if you're establishing a Makom Shvisa with your physical presence, you have to be there at the onset of Shabbos or Yom Tov. So says Rabbi Eliezer, Chachamim, let me ask you a question. Do you not agree that if you establish a Makom Shvisa with your physical presence for the first day, Ma'ariv Beraglav B'yom Sheni, that you have to what? You have to go back and then reestablish it when? For the second day. Meaning what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is, do you not agree that when you make an Erev, let's say on Erev Yom Tov, you do have to go back on Yom Tov before Shabbos in order to reestablish that Erev for the second day? Similarly, Ne'echa Eruv B'yom Rishon, Ein Yotze Alav B'yom Sheni. So the Chachamim, do you not agree that if your Erev was consumed, was eaten on day number one, that Erev is no longer effective on day number two? Chacham, do you agree with both of those statements? Amru lo lechacham say to Rabbi Eliezer, Avol, yes, of course. So Rabbi Eliezer says, exactly. Ha loi beis kiddushos heim. Rabbi Eliezer says, do you not see that it is clear? Rashi says, ha loi Rabbi Eliezer kamahadjale v'ka'amar vaday. Loi means like vaday, certainly. Aflu divrechem beis kiddushos heim. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you just admitted to me that the 2 days are two distinct days of sanctity. What Rabbi Eliezer is saying to Chacham is your shita is inconsistent. Because on one hand, you're telling me that Lemaisa, it's one continuous period of sanctity. But if that was true, then when you made an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, then what? It should work for Yom Tov and for Shabbos. Similarly, if you made an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, when I say Erev Yom Tov, I mean this is a Friday Shabbos case. When you made an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, and let's say it was eaten on Yom Tov, then what? The Erev should still be good for Shabbos as well, because it's one continuous period of sanctity. But Rabbanan, Sapuke Misafku. Now, the Rabbanan themselves are unsure. The Rabbanan were Mesupak about how you treat a period of Shabbos, or Yom Tov and Shabbos together. Rashi says, Rabbanan Misafku Lahu, B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. The Rabbanan had a Safik about Shabbos and Yom Tov. I Kiddusha Achas Ninhu, Ishtei Kiddushos. So the Rabbanim had a suffix. They didn't know how to treat this period. Is Shabbos and Yom Tov one continuous period of Kiddusha, or is it two different Kiddushas? And therefore, Hachalachumra, Vahachalachumra. Therefore, Rabbos say what they do, because it is a case of doubt, is they treat it stringently in both cases. So look at Rashi. Of the Hachalachumra, look at Rashi. The Ein Yachal La'arev L'Shnei Ruchos, Dilma Chada Kiddushahi, So again, on one hand they say that you can't go ahead and make an Erev in two different directions. Why? Because maybe it's one Kiddusha, you can't make an Erev in two different directions. On the other hand, they'll also say that if the Erev is consumed on the first day, the Erev won't be good on the second day. Why? Because maybe it's two Kiddushos. So what comes out, Rabosai, is that it's not really a machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim to the degree that we thought. We thought that Mamash had a fundamental machlokis about the nature of a two-day period of Kiddusha, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer clearly saying it's Shnei Kiddushos, right? And therefore that allows Rabbi Eliezer to say that you can make two different Eruvim for the two different days. The Chum we assumed spelled that it's Kiddusha Achos. What Kiddusha? Now it turns out it's not so true. The Chum actually don't know. The Chum are Mesuvok. And therefore, because they are in doubt about it, essentially what they do is they go L'chumra in both directions. That's not this kind of suffix. That type of suffix is where the din is defined. The din is defined, but you don't know what the status is. Here, what they're saying is the status itself, the categorization, is in question. When the categorization is in question, you don't have to follow the laws of suffix derabbanan on the kula. I'm sorry. It could also be over here that you did. But remember, this is not dafka carrying. This is traveling. But you could say differently. This could be reflecting the opinion also that tchumina daraisa. I don't know. We don't know who the rabbanon over here in this mishnah. Remember, rabbanon often is just a phrase for some group of tanoim. Who the rabbanon over here? So it could be a bit pashas that they're dealing with this reflective view of Rebbe that tchum is daraisa. Safek daraisa l'chumra. Either way, so the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer hasam mishum hachana. Interestingly enough, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says mishum hachana shemechin miyom tov l'shabbos v'lo mishum taima dechad yomohu. Now, interestingly enough, Rabbi Eliezer's position is the following. I skipped a line. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer. So the Chacham said back to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, do you not agree that lemaisa, you cannot go ahead and make an Erev lechatchila on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Rabbi will say, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. What's the case over here? Same thing we've been dealing with until now. Yom Tov is Friday, Yom Tov is Thursday night, Friday, going into Shabbos. Let's say you didn't make an Erev on Thursday evening, before the onset of Yom Tov, v'hotzrach latzeis b'Shabbos, and now, but I have to travel. I need an extended tchum on Shabbos. Iha tamod, do you not, Rabbi Eliezer, agree? She'eno yachol la'arev mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. See, Rabbi Eliezer, let's say I forgot to go ahead and make my erev on erev Yom Tov. So now, can I go ahead and make my erev on Yom Tov itself for the sake of Shabbos? So, Rabbi Eliezer, do you not agree that that is usser? Now, the assumption as to why it would be usser would be Alma kiddusha achasi v'hari hi kiyom echad she'eno yochol la'arid b'chatzia yomim lo'erev in hashmashos. So Rabbi say right now, so they say to Rabbi Eliezer, do you not agree that if you forgot to make your erev on erev Yom Tov, you may not make your erev on Yom Tov itself for Shabbos? Now the Chachamim Muslim, the reason for that is why, Rabbi say, because it's one period of Kiddusha, and because it's one period of Kiddusha, it would be no different. Let's say it was just one day of Yom Tov. So you couldn't make your Erev, you know, in the midday of Yom Tov for the sake of the rest of Yom Tov. Therefore, the Rabbanim think that they're giving a shtach to Rabbi Eliezer's position that it's two Kiddushos. Amar lahen avo, Rabbi Eliezer says, that's correct. Ha loi Kiddusha achasi. So Rabbanim say, oh, you see from here that it's one Kiddusha. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Hasam mishum hachono. There's a different reason over there why you can't make the Eruv on Yom Tov itself for Shabbos. because that would be tantamount to preparing on Shabbos itself. Excuse me, to preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Look at Rashi, Mishum Achana, Shemechin Me'erev Yom Tov L'Shabbos, V'lo Mishum Taimet Dechad Yomuchu. Rabbi Eliezer says the reason why you can't make an Erev on Yom Tov itself for Shabbos is because that is a clear act of Hachana, of preparation from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanon, Erev Rabbanon, so we're not finished with that yet. So Tan Rabbanon, Erev Beraglov B'Yom Rishon, Ma'arev Beraglov B'Yom Sheni. So now the Gemara asks, if you went ahead and you made your Erev with your feet, which is another way of saying you established your domicile with your physical presence, B'Yom Rishon, on the first day. Remember when we see on the first day means again Erev Yom Tov. You do it for the first day. Ma'arev Beraglov B'Yom Sheni. You have to go back and what? You have to go back and establish your physical presence on the first day of Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos. Ne'achal eruva b'yom rishon. If your eruv is consumed on the first day of Yom Tov, ein yotze alav b'yom sheni. You can't go ahead and use it for the second day. Divrei Rebbe. This is the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Huda says, hare ze chomer gomel. So remember, we had this phrase before. So Rabbi Huda says, "Rabbi Huda, in a case like this, then lemaisa is called a chomer gamal. Chomer gamal means that you're stuck between, you know, you're a rock in a hard place. You're stuck between your camel and your donkey. Which means that in this kind of case, Rabbi Huda, remember, the common denominator over here is that you no longer have the eruv in existence come the second day. This is the case of me'achal eruv biyom rishon and yotze alav biyom sheni." So in this case over here, you'd only have essentially the area between the Eruv and your home, which is another way of saying you'd only have the original Tchum that you have. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Omrim, Erev, so Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, both say, Omrim, Erev Beraglov Berishon, if a person made an Eruv with their physical presence for the first day, Ein Ma'ariv Beraglov B'sheni. You need not go ahead and reestablish that Erev on the second day. Similarly, ne'echal eruvo b'yom rishon, yotze alav b'sheni. Similarly, if you made your Erev on Erev Yom Tov, and then what? The Erev was consumed on Yom Tov itself, that Erev is still effective for Shabbos as well. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, ein ma'arev b'raglav b'sheni, ein sarach la'arev, devada kidusha achas ninhu. Now what we see is this machlokis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim is in fact a more fundamental machlokis tanoim. So we have on one hand Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda both saying essentially that it's two kiddushos, that it's two different periods of sanctity. Because it's two different periods of sanctity, therefore again lemaisa, if something happened to the Erev on day one, then what? It's not good for the second day. On the other hand, you have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Shel Baroka, who both seem to be saying that it's one Kiddusha, and therefore if something happens to the Erev on day one, the Erev is still good for day two.
So they give... What's the source for the idea that it's one time period, one Kiddusha?
I'm sorry?
What's the source for the idea that it would be one?
Because Yom Tov and Shabbos are virtually the same with the exception of Ochal Nefesh.
You have a different part of that? Does he light candles?
You look candles on both.
Right. That's the point. If it's one period, you light candles once you're done.
No, look as narrow as the Rabbanah. That's not a good idea. The idea is
the Corbin's different.
They both have the same 39 halachos, with the exception of Ochal Nefesh.
But you do something different.
Okay.
You have a different Corbin.
It doesn't have to be identical in order to go ahead and be one sustained period of Kiddusha. You're just telling me the different days, and I'm telling you why they should be different. And that doesn't make sense, but it's one period.
What is the day of Cholamoy in between?
Howard, come on, it's too early for this. Cholamoy, you know, it's a different
animal. I don't get the discussion.
So the discussion is like this. The Shaila is when you have two days, granted with different identities, so the fundamental Shaila is because they are, here's what you have to accept, they're more similar than this, they're dissimilar, thank you. They're more similar than dissimilar. So because they're more similar than dissimilar, do we say that's one sustained period of Kiddusha? Or do we say, like what you're saying, is that at the end of the day, there are many dissimilarities as well, and therefore, by definition, that makes them 2 days.
Well, the Chana argument tells you they're two distinct
Wait, Rosef, we got to hold off here. And by the way, that's part of the machlokes. If you hold it shtei kedushos, you would not hold it as a derachana.
That's like the deal breaker. One day, you'd be able to prepare both.
Michael, that's the machlokes. I'm saying, if you hold this one kedusha, there's no din of achana. That's it. Thank you. I feel very validated. Yeah. So let me explain this, because the truth is, you should know, this machlokes, the Gemara here is just quoting this as an agav. This is actually fundamental machlokes in Beitza. This is a whole sugi in Beitza. You know where this comes up? This is the case. This is the paradigmatic case of Beitza Shanol de Biyangu. Right? So this is the case of where Yom Tov goes into Shabbos, and this is the Kedusha Achas Shtei Kedushos. Simply put, I thank you for bringing this up, because I should explain this. The fundamental machlokes just is like this. Granted that Yom Tov and Shabbos are two different days, at the end of the day, when you look at them halachically on paper, they're actually more similar than dissimilar. So do the fact that they have greater similarities create one sustained period of Kedusha? Or do we say that at the end of the day, since the Maisa, they are different days, in Karban, in Ochel Nefesh, in different days, despite how they have many similarities, they're reckoned as two different days of Kedusha that happen to be juxtaposed to one another. The nafgaminas between that, obviously, we're only focusing on Eruv, but as Michael just mentioned, the other nafgamina would also be Hachana, preparing, we're going to get into that, one day to the next. So that's the simple framing of this machlokes. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, okay. Amarav. So Rav says, Amarav halacha bedal zekinim halalu. So Rav says that the halacha follows these four elders. Va'aliba de Rabbi Eliezer de Amar beis kedushosin. So here you have Rav saying the halacha follows these four elders who hold that according to Rabbi Eliezer they are in fact beis kedushos. Two different periods of kedusha. The Eluhein Dalet Zekin, who are these four elders? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Stimsoi. The Ike da Amri Chad Minayhu Rabbi Elazar, Umapik Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Stimsoi. One say it wasn't Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Stimsoi, but rather it was Rabbi Eliezer. Fine. The Harab Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka, Ipcha Shamin Aluhu. But Rabbosai, remember, so now what we just said is the halacha follows these four elders who go like Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that it's Beis Kiddushos, that it's two different periods of sanctity that just happen to be juxtaposed one to the other. So now the Gemara says, but one second, but we learned elsewhere in the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel just the exact opposite, that they hold that it's Kiddusha Achos, to which the Gemara says, Eifoch. To which the Gemara says, you're right, flip around the Shita. Okay. Ihachi hainu Rebbe. If that's the case, then they hold the same thing as Rebbe. Ema, v'chein amar Reb Shimon Gamliel. So, v'lech shav nami Rebbe. So, why don't we also include Rebbe in that list? Rebbe tanila v'lo savarla. Rebbe held this particular position. Excuse me, Rebbe taught this position, but did not actually hold of it. Look at Rashi. Tanila v'lo savarla. Uladiri Rabbi Eliezer Ka'amar. So Rabbi himself did not hold of two kiddushos, but rather Rabbi just taught this statement in relation to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbana Nami Tanuluhu Velo Sabrilu. So why don't you say something with the Rabbana? Maybe they just taught it but did not hold it. Rav Gimara Gamirla. Rav ultimately, look at Rashi, was Rav Gamara Gamirla. May Rabbe, Tahanach Arba Zikinim Sfirlu, Rabbi Eliezer. Aval Rebbe Tani Lav Velo Sabala. So Rav had this tradition, and Rav's tradition from his Rebbe was that these particular four elders held like Rabbi Eliezer, but Rebbe taught it, but did not actually hold like it. So we'll say what we have, all we've just proven is that this machlokes in the Mishnah, which remember is not even such a stark machlokes, because it's not even clear from the Mishnah that the Chachamim actually hold that it's Kiddusha Achos. It sounds like more that the Chachamim are more Mesupak, the Chachamim are not sure, and therefore go the Chumra both ways. But it turns out that this is a much more fundamental machlokes about the nature of the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kiddusha Achas versus Shtei Kiddushos. We now have at least the four elders aligning themselves with Rabbi Eliezer, that is Shtei Kiddushos, and everyone else going with the opinion of the Chachamim of the Rabbanon, that is Kiddusha Achas. Fine, we're not finished with this. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Kinach nafshe derav Huna, ayol Rav Chista lemirma derav adirav. When Rav Huna died, Rav Chista came into the base medrash, and Rav Chista Rav Chista put forward what appeared to be two contradictory statements of Rav. Mi amar Rav halacha kedal zekin va'aliba d'Rabbi Eliezer, d'amar shtei kedushah saying, did Rav really say that the halacha follows the four elders in right who hold like Rabbi Eliezer that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two kedushos, are two periods of sanctity? V'ha itmar, but yet it said Shabbos v'Yom Tov. So we'll say here we have our nafkamina. But I, what about Shabbos and Yom Tov? Rav amar nol de bazeh asura bazeh. Rav says that again, that if you have a beta that's born on one day, like let's say born on Yom Tov, then it's going to be asur on Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, okay. So nol de bazeh asura bazeh. Now we'll say, what does that show, nol de bazeh asura bazeh? Now remember, if you hold that it's shtei kedushos, then in reality, it should be mutter. Right, the fact over here that it's only time it would be asr if it's kedusha achos, right? If it's one sustained period of kedusha, because otherwise, if it's two different days, then by definition, why should something that occurred on day one in any way impact day number two? So the Gemara therefore is suggesting the fact that Rav says no de bazeh asura bazeh. Excuse me. Just the opposite. I'm sorry. So now the Gemara is questioning. Does Rav really hold like Rabbi Eliezer that it's two kedushos? After all, Rav said that no de bazeh asura bazeh, which means that it's kedusha achos, that it's one sustained period of kedusha. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Thank you. So what I'll say, the idea is the only time you would hold that if an egg was born on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it doesn't matter what the order over here, that it's Asra on the second day, is if you would ultimately hold that it's Kiddusha Achos, one sustained period of sanctity. Because if it's Shtei Kiddusha, then by definition the egg should be Asra. It should be Mutter. Sorry. The fact that Rav holds that it's Asra indicates that Rav holds Kiddusha Achos. The fact that Rav holds Kiddusha Achos is a contradiction to what Rav just said, that the halacha follows the Dalet Zakenim according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, it's a different case there. Amar Rabba, Hasam Mishum HaChana. So we'll say, this is a big sugi in Beitza, it's being a Beitza. So the Gemara says, Rabba says, that case is different. Why? Because of HaChana, because of preparation. Now what does that mean? So the Gemara is suggesting over here that this has nothing to do with Shtei Kiddushos versus Kiddusha Achos. What this has to do is that when the egg is ultimately born, it represents a hachana. It represents a potential act of preparation one day for the next. Now we'll clarify exactly what that means in just a little bit. But Bepashos, what it could mean, for example, the simple understanding of this is, well, we'll see, there's not actually a simple understanding of this, but one understanding of this is, for example, that if we were to go ahead and use the egg, let's say the egg is born on day one, and we were to go ahead and use it on the second day, whatever the order is, Shabbos, Yom Tov, it doesn't really make a difference. The usage of the egg on that second day means that the egg was prepared for use on the first day, now for the second day. That act of hachana from one day to the next is asr. Of course, again, hachana from one day to the next being asr or mutter also goes back to the original discussion of shtei kedushos versus one kedusha. But the Gemara right now is separating them. The Gemara now wants to suggest that lemaisa, even if you hold shtei kedushos, even if you hold that the days are still two periods of sanctity, the egg would still be asr on day number two. Why? Because of hachana. Because ultimately, using the egg, let's say day number two is Shabbos, using the egg on day number two would represent the fact that ultimately, then the first day Yom Tov prepared for Shabbos. This sign, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Why is it? Because it's Nolad. Because correct. Then whatever the status of day number one is the status of day number two. Is also because of Nolad day number one, Nolad extends to day number two. So the Gemara says this sign, the Hayoba Yom Hashishi, because the pasuk says it will be on the sixth day. This is talking about just by stem, that you talk about by the month. So it will be on the sixth day. Vehechinu. So the Torah says that when the month falls on day number six on Shabbat, on Friday, you have to go ahead and prepare it on Shabbat. You have to prepare whatever you're going to eat on Shabbos, you have to prepare on Friday. So the Gemara says, Chol Meichel Shabbos for Chol Meichel Yom Tov. A weekday can prepare for Shabbos, and a weekday can prepare for Yom Tov. Ve'ein Yom Tov mechin l'Shabbos. Ve'ein Shabbos mechin l'Yom Tov. But Yom Tov can't prepare for Shabbos, and Shabbos can't prepare for Yom Tov. So we'll say now, the Gemara is saying over here, that's what? But therefore, according to Rav, even if you hold that it's a period of Shtei Kedushos, you still can't use the egg on the second day, because that would be an act of Yom Tov preparing for Shabbos. Amar li Abaye, Elohot Disnan. But Abai said, "I. What about that which it states Ketzadu Osa?" So Rabbi will say, "This is Chris is quoting from our Mishnah. How do you prepare the Erev Ketzadu Osa? No, Ketzos Molicho Barishon. You take the Erev where you want it on the first day, which means Erev Yom Tov, Thursday afternoon. Umach Shechalav. You wait there until it gets dark. For Note Lobal, and you bring the food back. B'Sheni Mach Shechalav on the second day, i.e., this is really the first day, Yom Tov, before Shabbos." You go ahead and you take it back. Ba'ochlo ubalo, right? You stay there until it gets dark. You eat it there. Establishes the makom shvi. So then you come back. Ha kamechin the yom tov the Shabbos. But 1 second, how can you do that? So we'll say now what the Gemara does switches gears a little bit. So here's again, just so you follow the flow. So the Gemara now we have our fundamental machlokes of shtei kedushos versus kedusha achos. How do we view the contiguous period of Shabbos and yom tov? Two different periods of sanctity, one period of sanctity. We know Rav said the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer and the four elders, who say that it's two kiddushos, shtei kiddushos. The Gemara embraces the question according to Rav from the case of Beitza. Rav says that if the egg is born on Yom Tov, it's still asr on the next day on Shabbos. That only makes sense if you hold kiddusha achos, that it's one sustained period of sanctity, because then the isr of the egg is an isr of nolad, something that was created, and that isr, because it's one period of kiddusha, therefore should extend to the second day. That contradicts what Rav said before. Rav doesn't hold kiddusha achos, Rav holds shtei kiddushos. To which the Gemara says, you're right, it's nothing to do with kiddusha achos, shtei kiddushos, it's the din of hachana. Because what ends up happening is, you can't use the egg on the next day Shabbos, because then it turns out that Yom Tov prepared for Shabbos, and you can't have Yom Tov prepared for Shabbos. The Gemara brings the pasuk from Man, so v'hechinu b'yom ha-shishi, whatever you're going to eat on Shabbos, it has to be prepared on Friday, and the Gemara uses it as a paradigm, that you can only prepare for Shabbos on a weekday, only prepare on Yom Tov from a weekday, but can't prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or from Shabbos to Yom Tov. The Gemara says, if that's the case, I have a kasha on the Mishnah. Because what does the Mishnah say, Rabbi Osai? How does the Mishnah end? How do you establish your Erev for day number two? Right? You go back. What do? You go on Yom Tov. You take your Erev food. And you go back to your place, to the Makom Shvisa. You wait there until it gets dark. And that establishes your Erev. So is that not, the Gemara says, an act of preparation? You're going on Yom Tov for the sake of preparing your... Excuse me. You're going on Yom Tov for the sake of preparing your Erev for Shabbos. Is that an Achana? Amrei Rabbi says, Mi Sabris, Sof Hayom Kona Erev. Do you assume that it's the end of the day that establishes the Erev? No. Tchilas hayom kona Erev, v'shabbis mechina la'atzma. So the Gemara here gives a very interesting answer. Also, the Gemara says, well, what do you think, when do you think the Erev is established? It's only hachana if what? It's only hachana if it's Yom Tov itself that establishes the Erev for Shabbos. That's what it means. Misavris, sof hayom means the end of the day, meaning the end of the Yom Tov day. Do you think it's the end of Yom Tov that establishes the Erev for Shabbos? No, because that would be Achana. Rather, when is the Erev established? Tchilas Hayom Kona Erev. When is the Erev established? Tchilas Hayom means the beginning of the day. Beginning of the day is referring to what? Beginning of the second day, which in this case is Shabbos. And therefore, v'Shabbos Mechina La'atzma. And in reality, Shabbos prepares for itself, which is a very interesting answer the Gemara is giving. So, what about the fact that I'm bringing the food there? I'm actively taking the food to the Makom Shvisa. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. But what the Gemara is saying is that Lemaisa, Yom Tov is not really preparing for Shabbos, because at the end of the day, Shabbos is preparing for itself, because the Erev doesn't take effect until Shabbos. All right, well, so we'll have to stop over here.
You couldn't say that it's because of the sake of it.